Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. We are at Avondale Brewing in Birmingham, Alabama. This is Brewsapalooza, the inaugural festival. And Dree Lear just stepped off the stage. And guys, I'll let you introduce yourselves. And what do you do in Dree Lear?
I'm Jackie Lowe, guitar and vocals.
I'm Mike D, and I play drums.
I'm Mandy, I play bass and backup vocals.
Righto. And so tell me a little bit about the formulation of Dree Lear. How did that happen?
It was a brainchild of mine, of songwriting for years and trying to figure out songs that didn't fit in any other projects I was working on. Mm-hmm. And I reached out to Mandy and I was like, hey, do you want to play bass in a band? I really miss playing guitar because I've been playing bass for a while. And I was like, I really miss playing guitar. And she said, yeah. The blips are like behind us.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. We're good.
And then Mikey joined us a little bit later, too. And we've just been having a great time the last 2 years playing a ton of great shows. What's that?
You can cuss if you want to.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Good thing.
I'm used to being FCC regulated. My bad.
I am not used to being FCC.
So my co-host who would be here with me now, like, he's on Radio 2 and he's used to the same thing. And he's like, it's such a relief to be able to cuss.
It's so nice.
It's like, there's
I don't know any other way.
Yeah.
So. We enjoy it.
And so, how did y'all come up with the sound? I mean, you shared a little bit about, you know, it didn't seem like Dree Lear was a place for any other work, so you gathered those two together to make this sound?
Yeah, so it was really kind of me in my bedroom with a guitar, harnessing that spirit of my 14-year-old self and the music that I was listening to and loving back then, which were all the like amazing loud 90s bands and female-fronted rock bands over the years. And it just kind of came naturally to find that sweet little spot that everybody has of like, oh, I remember that first time when I found music that was my music, and this is really special. And so it fit with all of these songs, and it's just kind of where I go back to when I want to write.
Right on. And so putting Dree Lear together, how did it come out to be signed to Cornelius Chapel? How did that work out?
Cornelius Chapel, they're friends of ours, and they have been for years, and our first 7-inch came out on Cornelius Chapel. I had a solo album called Jackie Lowe that was also on Cornelius Chapel, called Until I'm a Ghost, that came out about 10 years ago. And so I've remained friends with them for years and was trying to find a home for it. And then when we did the full-length album, I thought it would be fun to do it DIY because it was right when the pandemic was happening and all the labels that we were reaching out to and thinking about were all backlogged because everybody's making music during quarantine. And I was like, you know what? The DIY spirit fits us as a threesome.
Absolutely.
Totally.
It fits us as...
And y'all kicked so much ass tonight. And it was such a joy to see you on
Mikey
the drums.
Mikey is animal.
You are the animal, man.
He is animal.
He goes into beast mode and we love it.
Thanks.
We love it.
I just, you know, it's all about having fun, and I have a good time, especially once we got actually warmed up and we could feel our hands.
Yeah.
The first couple songs.
It is cold out.
You could feel your hands.
I never felt my hands either.
But,
yeah.
I still can't feel my nose.
Me either.
And so why I have you, the Jackie Lowe Show, it's a local show here, and it's a show that I listen to just outside on the other side of Tuscaloosa. is, I mean, how did that start?
My partner and I started Substrate Radio.
We just recently moved across the street.
Yeah, we're inside Saturn now, so you can wave if we're doing our shows live from the studio. It started out of our dining room 9 years ago, and he had always wanted to do a radio station, and I'm always there to support, like, anyone's dreams. And so I was like, I love music as much as you love music, and I'll help however I can. And as I'm testing mics at, like, 2 in the morning, the two of us are trying to get everything to sound good and get everything. He's like, you know, your voice is perfect for the radio. And
yeah, she had no intentions on being a DJ because Jason was telling me about y'all starting the radio station.
Yeah.
As y'all were just getting ready to launch it and testing out everything. And he would
leave me in the studio, and he'd drive around in the car and listen and go, wow, your voice sounds amazing.
Yeah, I mean, she was just, out of all of his friends, it was like she just had a natural for it. It was like, wow, you actually sound like you know what you're doing.
It's because I'm really good at talking to myself. I'm used to being in a room, just like in my car, driving to myself. And so it's so natural to just be on the radio. Like, I'm great at Zoom calls. It just is comfortable. And so it's really like, I'm okay to talk to myself, but I'm talking to, I don't know how many people are, you know, listening any Monday night. Yeah, to you from 8 to 10 every Monday. So.
Right on. And, like, just with that is, like, my introduction to Substrate Radio and the Jackie Lowe Show was, like, most of the recording that I'd done here in Birmingham, we did out of O Elegante.
Nice, yeah.
We would invite musicians over, and Wes or Les would let me in to use the space if they weren't recording.
Of course.
And it was, like, some days you would have someone in there on Substrate getting a show together.
Yeah.
And it was so cool.
And we were there for years and loved it, yeah.
Just for the other members, it's like, how'd you get into music? How did that, like, was it mom and pop's record, or?
For me, it was just kind of one of those things, it's just a natural thing that sort of fell in my lap. I was about 4 or 5 years old when my folks gave me just a little cheap, it's a Happy Days Fonzie TV show turntable.
Yeah.
And they gave me 2 7-inches. One was a Disney record, which I was like,
this visual is so cute.
And then the other was the Monster Mash. And I was just like,
that's where you got Animal from, huh?
After I had this record player for about 2 or 3 months, I snuck into my mom's closet where she had all the records when she was growing up and she was in high school. She had a bunch of Beatles and Stones records. So I snuck one of these Beatles records into my room, and I was like,
which one?
Being all cool. Beatles for Sale.
Ooh.
And I put it on, and I didn't know that you had to adjust the speed from 45 to 33. At first the Beatles sounded like the Chipmunks. So then I slowed it back down, and as soon as the opening cut of Beatles for Sale's No Reply, and it was like a light went off. I was like, because those guys' vocals and harmonies were just, it'll just, you know, change your world.
And you do solo stuff too, but how long have you been playing drums?
I've been playing drums probably since I was about 7 or 8.
Wow.
And then, you know, my granddad, who was also a musician, just because he played guitar, I pick up things by ear, and then drums is my main thing, but I play other instruments as well.
So. Right on. And guys, do not sweat, even though the blips are playing just right there. You are heard just fine.
Okay.
Like, these microphones do a great job.
Good.
And so tell me a little bit about how you got into music.
I've always had a love for music, and I think it's just kind of like, it's always been in the family. We always had a piano around. My dad always had a guitar around. So it was something that, you know, just picked up, you know, because family members did.
Yeah.
I always wanted to play guitar, but I had a piano to bang around on when I was little, and I took lessons. And then throughout school, I pretty much took whatever the music shop had left before, you know, as far as picking up, you know, instruments to play at school. So I picked up the French horn and the xylophone and the saxophone and the clarinet and the flute.
Yeah.
So I dabbled in a lot of stuff, but
yeah.
Bass was really a love of mine. And then when I met Mikey, I don't know. I think those deep sounds just like made made me inside.
And that's so crazy that
say.
Y'all two wound up together, because, I mean, bass and drums.
Well, honestly,
that's the bottom.
I was playing guitar when I met him. I had a couple of guitars, and I was basically teaching myself how to play guitar. And I probably had not played a bass, picked up a bass in 15 years when she asked me if I wanted to play bass, and I was like, I bet I could figure that out again. So, I mean.
Yeah, and you did.
And I did. And joined my first band at 45. It was a lifelong dream. It was a lifelong dream to be in a band.
Recently, Dree Lear dropped a new record, right at a month ago?
April 30th it came out.
Oh, well, it's a little bit longer than that.
Yeah, so we've been, this year, so we've been playing shows since June, since things opened back up. We played the first show back at Saturn, and this is our last show of this calendar year.
Okay.
Just got back from New Orleans, had a really good time down there, had a good show and all. So.
And let me ask you this, is like with 2020 and like the pandemic and everything being shut down, how did y'all use that time? Was it a real creative time, or what did you do with that time?
We actually got really lucky, because when we cut the record, it was right when we started, it was right before the pandemic started. So we got the drums cut right before we went on holiday for Christmas and whatnot. Yeah.
And that's everything that we couldn't do at my house.
Yeah, so.
So everything we needed to be out of the house for, we'd already gotten done, which was great.
Did y'all do the rest at O Elegante?
At my house.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jason Hammer did everything else.
Oh, Elegante, and then pandemic hit, and then we live like two blocks away from each other, so we just did everything else at Jackie's house.
It was great because I don't sit still very easily. I usually have like 40,000 projects at the same time, and I was like, well, this gives me actual time to sit, and I can just walk to the back room and like lay down some vocals, or like lay down a guitar part, or until I felt good about it. And it was so nice to be able, because I knew when I came out on the other side of it, I wanted to have something to show for it. Like that, so that's my COVID baby.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is what I'm created, and this is what we created during this time down, which is
so
really
now
nice.
That the world appears to be opening back up, you said that this year you got one more show for this calendar year?
We're done this calendar year. Tonight was our last show.
What does 2022 look like? Do y'all know yet?
We have a show booked for January, and I think we'll kind of continue to park and piece together really fun shows that we think fit us. And I'm ready to start working on some new material. It's kind of my personal goal to get started on, for sure. So I think we'll have some new stuff soon.
Right on. All right, I got three questions to walk it out the door. Is number one, what is Bruisapalooza? What does this festival mean to you as a band, and being invited to play it? What does this mean? And how did that come together? Like, did Taylor bring it out to you?
Taylor called me and said, you want to play Bruisapalooza? And told me some of the folks that were in the lineup. And I was like, well, that sounds like a fun party.
Yeah.
So we've played the Avondale stage before, and it's always really fun to be out here. Luckily, the weather was really nice, and some of the sponsors associated with it are good friends of ours, and we are all about supporting local and supporting the local scene. And so anything we can do to like help bring the party, you know, and bring people out and have a good time, we're all about it. So.
Right on. And second question is, where can people find you on social media, and where can they find your music?
Y'all want to say it?
Well, we have, Dree Lear has a Facebook page, we have a Twitter page, we have an Instagram page, at Dree Lear.
It's DREELEER.
Jinx. And then we all three have Facebooks and IGs and Twitter.
And our main site is DreeLear.com, where you can buy the albums, you can buy shirts, you can see when our shows are coming up, and all of that good stuff, too.
Right on. And so with 2022 walking it out the door, do you know what's coming?
Well, I mean, like she said, we did have a show we are putting in the works. I believe it's Saturn, maybe
in January.
And then she's going to be providing us with some new tunes to play. Hopefully, there's going to be a lot of time spent rehearsing anything new that she has coming to us. But I'm excited for some new music. Actually.
I'm excited about putting new set lists together and more shows.
Yeah, just
and
looking
new
forward
shows.
To getting back to, you know, just getting in the practice pad and start woodshedding and, you know, fleshing out some new stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it was such a pleasure seeing y'all live on stage.
Thank you.
Nikki Lowe Show, and even like with Cornelius Chapel sending me music, I was already familiar with y'all.
Awesome.
It was so good to meet y'all. And thank y'all so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for asking us.
Thank you for having us.
And we're out of here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, news and notes. Thank you so much for listening to Porch Talk. If you haven't done so already, I would ask that you would rate and review the show on whatever podcast app it is that you listen to on. Everything that we do here on Porch Talk is it's organic. I don't have a big marketing team. I have you. It's a very grassroots thing. So if you'll share it, put it on your social media, you know a lot of people that I don't know. And you also know some people that are probably be into it. So share it with your buddy. Also, the holiday season is coming up. I would like to tell you about Monson & Brothers. If you go to MonsonandBrothers.com, and we have a new candle line we just rolled out. We got beard oils, balms, soaps. We make all that stuff in-house. And you could throw your cologne away, or you could throw your man's cologne away, whatever that looks like, because it smells pretty stinking good. And if you put in the promo code Porch Talk, that'll get you a discount at checkout. Once again, that's MonsonBrothers.com. We are going to walk this thing on out the door with Dree Lear, Want It All. Peace out.
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.